Let us bow our heads and pray together. Dear Lord, we praise you and we ask that you anoint this meeting, that this whole service will become a song of praise to you, and that we would not hear the unaided philosophies of men which bring death, but that you, who are life, will indwell our words of song, prayer, and meditation, that you might be glorified and that we might see Jesus the Christ who heals broken hearts. In the name of God the loving Father, God the selfless Son, and God the precious Holy Spirit, amen. The scripture reading today is from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the living Son of the living God. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In the 3 years that I've been at this seminary, I have often wanted to have the opportunity, which I have now that I'm going to take advantage of, to thank all of you Southern Baptists for your deep love. For there are, as you know, a number of us here who are not Baptists, and I have often been moved by the love that the Baptists show in supporting this institution and allowing those of us who are not Baptist to come here, and seemingly expecting nothing more of us than that we go back to our denominations and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have never seen that done anywhere else, and I have often shared that experience with other people. I think you set an example, those of you who are Baptists, for all of us, an example of love. And I know that I speak for many, many students here when I say that the years that I have been here have been a wonderful healing type of experience for me. I have been deeply moved by many of the faculty members and greatly touched by many of you in the student body. And on behalf of all of us who have had the opportunity to be here, we express thanks to the rest of you. Now I'd like to ask you, have you ever been angry with God? Bill is not his real name, but this is a true story about a real man who lives right here in North Carolina, whom we shall call Bill, and with whom I am personally acquainted. I have also personally witnessed parts of this story. Bill is a Baptist deacon and a soundly converted Christian man. And Bill had a mother-in-law whom we shall call Mama Blake, and he deeply loved his mother-in-law, and she was greatly devoted to him. A little bit different from the usual mother-in-law stories that you hear. And one of the reasons, surely, that they were so close to each other was that Mama Blake had been instrumental in leading her son-in-law, Bill, to Jesus Christ, and you know what that can do for a relationship. Well, it was discovered a few years ago that Mama Blake had cancer. And Bill was in her house when she broke the news to him, and he was so overcome with heartbreak that he simply couldn't stay there with her at that moment. And he rushed out of the house and jumped in his car and began driving across town, and before he knew it, Bill found himself in his office. And he reached up on the shelf and he pulled down his well-worn Bible and he began to leaf through it. And he came to this scripture, which we read a few moments ago, the words of Jesus the Christ. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, as Bill began to think about that scripture, he says to me that he realized that Jesus was speaking to the first century Jews. and how shocked those Jews must have been to hear another Jew, Jesus, suggest that they voluntarily put on a yoke, because we all know that the yoke was a symbol of bondage to the Jew. But Jesus had that way about him, and even today has that way about him, that he may shock you and me in order to get our attention and then proceed to teach us a lesson. And then as Bill thought further about this scripture, he realized that these first century Jews, being men of the soil, knew well what a yoke was. And a yoke was and is a bar which connects two collars. And the collar on either end of the yoke goes around the neck of the work animal, so that the two animals, a pair of animals working together, pull one load. And when Bill thought about that, he realized what Jesus was saying. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you." So he was saying, look, I, the living Son of God, am already in the right-hand side of this yoke. And I am simply asking you, the believer, to step into the left side of this yoke and follow my gentle nudges, my gentle leading. My yoke, Jesus might say, is easy. Why? Because, Jesus would say, my yoke is the will of God. And it is easy for me because I have totally surrendered myself to it. I do not fight against it. I have found that my Father God is perfect love and that he leads me only in the perfect paths. And so Jesus would say to you and me as believers, if you will step into the left side of this yoke and trust me totally, in the same way that I trust my Father totally, you too will find that this yoke, which is the will of God, is easy. And then as Bill thought about it, he realized that Jesus might say something like this about burdens. As Jesus was speaking to the first century Jew, or perhaps to Bill, or even to some of us in here today, he might say that your burden is heavy because your burden is the letter of the law, whereby you have a long list of do's and don'ts which you try to keep in order to convey an image of righteousness to your associates. But Jesus might say, my burden is light because my burden is the spirit of the law. And the spirit of the law is compassion for my fellow man, and I'm not going to worry about what other people think about me, but only about carrying this one light burden, compassion for my fellow man. Well, Bill thought about all this, but he began to wonder naturally, as you and I would, what does this have to do with this situation that I'm facing today, in which my beloved mother-in-law, Mama Blake, is dying of cancer? And so he thought about what he had discovered reading that scripture, and he realized, of course, that the will of Christ is the yoke of Christ, and the yoke of Christ is the will of Christ. And so he concluded that he needed to discover what the will of Christ was in this particular situation of Mama Blake's cancer. And so he began to leaf through his Bible again, and he came into the book of James, and he ran across a scripture that said something along this order. If any be sick among you, let him call on the elders of the church, and they shall anoint him with oil and pray the prayer of healing, and he shall be healed. And Bill looked at that thing, and he began to believe that that might be the will of Christ in this particular situation. And he got excited about it. And he picked up his Bible, and he went by the restroom there in his office building, and he had a little bottle of some kind of medicinal oil there, and he grabbed that, and he took that in one hand and the Bible in the other hand. He ran out and jumped in his car, and he drove across town to Mama Blake's house. He opened the door, and he went back to the room where she was, and he showed her the scripture about praying for healing. And Mama Blake, an abiding Christian herself, looked at that scripture and she agreed with her son-in-law, Bill, that this might be the will of Christ, to pray for healing. So Bill anointed Mama Blake with oil and laid his hands on her and prayed the prayer of healing. And Bill tells me that he doesn't normally have an emotional reaction when he prays. But in this particular case, he said he felt what he believed was the warm presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the assurance of Christ. He said he believed and had the feeling that his prayer was heard and that his prayer was answered and that his prayer was answered affirmatively. And so he looked forward joyously to seeing Mama Blake healed. And 3 months later, Bill watched Mama Blake's casket being lowered into her grave. Is that an easy yoke? How light a burden is that supposed to be? Bill said it was a heartbreaking, faith-shattering experience. And Bill became angry with God. But, beloved, that was several years ago, and I saw Bill last week. And last week, Bill told me that he has totally reversed his attitude in this matter. Why? How can that be? How could he totally reverse his outlook after such heartbreak and disappointment? Well, the reason is that Bill now has the benefit of several years of hindsight. He says he now is able to look back and see what the Lord Jesus Christ allowed to happen in this situation. He says that he realizes now that when Mama Blake died, contrary to his expectations, that God didn't put a hard yoke and a heavy burden on Bill, but rather Bill's burden became crushing because Bill threw off the yoke of Jesus Christ. Because haven't we discovered that the yoke of Christ is the will of Christ? And the will of Christ implies that the believer will trust Christ in any and every circumstance, no matter how bleak it may appear. And Bill said that when Mama Blake died, contrary to his expectations, that is exactly what he was unwilling to do. In that moment, he felt that he could no longer trust Christ. And so he threw off the yoke of Christ, and no wonder his burden became intolerable. But Bill says that now, looking back, he is able to see that the Lord Jesus Christ allowed to happen what the Lord always allows to happen, the most perfect, loving thing that could possibly happen. You see, Mama Blake was a deep Christian. And so when she died, she went to be in the visible presence of Christ, and nothing more perfect than that could have happened to her, but that is not the point of the story. That is not the main point. And it turns out that the main character in this story is neither Mama Blake nor Bill. The main character in the story is someone we haven't met yet, Papa Blake, the husband of Mama Blake. Now, Papa Blake, before Mama Blake died, was a Christian, but like so many of us, he was self-centered. He was turned inward. He was retired, and he would spend all day back in a dark room in the corner of the house watching television, and if he wanted something, he would holler out the door for Mama Blake to bring it to him. And of course, he had no idea, as so many of us husbands don't, had no idea how emotionally dependent he was on Mama Blake, and when she died, Papa Blake collapsed completely and ended up in the psychiatric ward of a hospital. But in that psychiatric ward, Papa Blake was brought to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings. And at the foot of that cross, he found himself one day saying, "Lord, I don't understand this tragedy that has befallen me, but I believe that thou art the Christ, that thou art love, and that thou wilt bring me out of this situation, out of the pit of this dark despair." And that was the turning point for Papa Blake. And within a few months, the Lord saw to it that Papa Blake met a lovely 70-year-old widow. And he fell in love with that lovely widow, and they were married. And that was 5 years ago. And today, and for the whole 5 years, they have had a wonderful marriage. And out of this whole experience, Papa Blake descended into death with Jesus Christ and was resurrected again with Christ into newness of life. And old things have fallen away for Papa Blake, and all things have become new, and no longer does he hide in a dark room all day. But he's out in the light, reaching out to other people. On Sunday mornings, he's teaching Sunday school. And on weeknights, he's out on the town with his bride of 5 years, either going to a concert or visiting friends or something of that nature. Once a year, they go to Europe or Canada or somewhere else. Papa Blake has found that life is for living, and people are for loving. He has discovered that radiant aspect of life that his first wife, Mama Blake, always knew. And so Bill says that he realizes now that the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to him what I think the Lord is saying to you and me this morning in this sanctuary. The Lord is saying to you and me, "Look, I have pursued you and pursued you down through these many years, trying to show you that I am perfect love and that you can trust me. Totally." The Lord is saying to you and me this morning, I think, won't you finally today abandon yourself to me totally and trust me completely in any and every circumstance, no matter how bleak it may appear. For when you do, the Lord is saying, you will surely find that my yoke really is easy and my burden is truly light. Amen.